Keeping it with Nebraska Land Days conversations, we're going to talk a little bit about the Golden Games as we welcome in Amanda and Becky joining us on behalf of the Golden Games. Ladies, thank you for taking time for us, and happy Nebraska Land Days.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the Golden Games. For folks that have not participated before or heard about it before, could you tell us a little bit about the history of the Golden Games, please?
It's one day every Nebraska Land Days that, you know, we have games and fun and day-long entertainment just for seniors. Nebraska Land Days has a lot of activities out there, mm-hmm. and a lot geared toward children and youth, but nothing for just our seniors. So this is a day just for them to get out, have fun, play games, have lunch, enjoy themselves, win prizes.
And for when we're talking about the fun and some of the games, can you tell us what exactly can we expect for games for those 55 and older?
The games we have this year are bingo, plinko, bowling, mini golf. We have Sarsaparilla Saloon, Sweet Treat Walk, Wheel of Fortune, steer roping, cornhole, blackjack, ladder ball, and photo booth.
Oh, how fun, how fun. Yeah. And this will be at the rec center again this year, I'm sure?
Yes, it will.
Awesome. What a great venue for it. And one of the things, too, when we talk about our seniors, obviously there's some dangers for them when we get into these warm temperatures, as there is for all of us, but especially for the young and for the elderly. That's the great thing about the rec centers. It's that controlled environment where you can still have some fun. Might be a little warm in the gym, but it's going to be cooler than what it is outside. And a controlled environment, too, for the seniors to have all that fun.
Yes. Yes. We have a couple games that are outside. They are generally held in the shaded trees.
Sure.
But, you know, play one game, come back inside, get cooled off if you need to.
And when we talk about the Golden Games, this is something that in terms of Nebraska Land Days is relatively newer. Are we coming on, it's been 10, 15 years, can you remember?
I don't have an exact year. I've been part of it for 12 years
for
now.
For 12, okay.
And it's been going before me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you talk about a festival that's been going on for hundreds of years, it's relatively new, but a lot of fun, obviously, and we encourage folks 55 and older, rather they're citizens of North Platte or here in the community, to come on out. It's open
to
the public.
Absolutely. Anybody 55 and older.
And if folks want to learn more about the Golden Games, how can they do so?
We have a Facebook page. We have flyers all over. If you just want to call and inquire about it, we have two numbers you can call, 535-6777. Or 532-6544, and we'll be able to get you any information on that. All they really need to know is 9 o'clock is what time we start with coffee, donuts, get signed up, and at 9:30 we kick things off with our opening ceremony. After that, it goes straight into games, lunch. We have a Crystal Palace review from Ogallala coming to entertain during lunch.
Awesome.
Then some more games, and while we do our prize drawing, they get cake and ice cream.
Hey, it doesn't get much better. And it's going to be decent weather-wise, too, for everybody to come on out to the rec center tomorrow for the Golden Games. And ladies, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
It is absolutely cost-free, too.
Yes,
so,
free.
You know, if you're 55 and older, come down. You have literally nothing to lose.
Absolutely. You're going to walk away after having some fun, full belly, with great food, and even some potential prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And bragging rights, of course.
Oh, yes.
Ladies, appreciate the time. Good luck with the Golden Games tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.